This is 98.1 KZE, and we are very pleased to welcome to the Midday Show today the great Richard Lloyd to the station. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm talking to you, and that is making me very happy. You are going to be performing this coming Thursday evening at the Falcon at in Marlborough, New York. Now we're in April, I can finally say it's going to be April 4th, this Thursday at 7:30. What can we expect at the show?
You have to come and experience it. What can I, how can I, as the musician, I don't know how, what or what to say. It's a combination of stuff of mine from all over my career and television stuff and a couple of covers and we have a real good time on stage. The band loves doing this. I'm in a trio now, so there's more room for the guitar and the vocals to, you know, find their own expressiveness. And because with two guitars, I mean, it's wonderful. Some couple of television songs I'd like to do, I have done, but I can't do with one guitar.
Do you still get the same excitement playing those television songs?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I was hit with the force of a nuclear something back when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. And I mean, I think I was 9 or 10. And man, that just hit me like a bell. And it's still ringing. I was hit with this impulse. Rock and roll, when it first really changed the world, and that has never diminished. So I'm still being propelled by the same influences. Or you think about Newton and his every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I haven't had a lot of the reaction in terms of not wanting to do what I do. I love doing what I do.
Hey, can I quote you?
Yeah, of course.
I read this quote of yours the other day, and I wanted to read it back to you. I never felt the angst necessary to be a punk. I was too young to be a beatnik and too old to be a hippie. I like to say I'm an anthropologist from another planet who is observing human nature and expressing my observations through rock and roll. I guess my question is, are you still doing that? Are you still expressing your observations through rock and roll? Do you still have the same perspective?
Oh, yes. The structure of the earth with its thin, almost like a smear on a bagel of life on the surface of the planet. I mean, you look at pictures of the earth and you see there's a lot of places where life can't really... like the deserts, you know, where nobody lives. And so we're all there in little strips here and there. And yeah.
Well, I'm sure the crowds have been really great on this tour of yours, and I know they're going to be great at the, I know they're going to be really looking forward to seeing you at the Falcon on Thursday night.
Yeah, they have been. This time, everywhere we go, people are going nuts.
They're probably starting off a little nuts to begin with, so they don't have that far to go, right?
That's true.
We should note that you have one or two opening acts here, or supporting acts. John Berenzi's playing, as well as B.B. Farber. Tell me about those guys.
Well, John Berenzi, a long, long time ago, called himself Little Johnny Jewel, which is, of course, a homage to the television single, first single. And B.B. Farber, I produced one of her records, her first record, something Fire Pop or something like that. It'll be great. I'm looking forward to, you know, I may sit in the audience.
Speaking of people you've collaborated with, one of my colleagues was telling me that you were producing something for Jill Sobule, who was recently interviewed here at the station, and she told him that you play guitar at one point on one of her tracks or something like that, and she was brought to tears.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's a good tears. You
Right.
know, tears are an expression like laughter. It's an uncontrollable urge to have wash out some kind of conflicting impressions.
Yep, and tears are a catharsis, as I'm sure your show is for your audiences.
Yep. And there's a lot of improvisation. In fact, it's all improvisation,
Really?
except for the song structure. My guitar playing is really based on a kind of, I don't know what I'm going to do, and it's a very, but it's freedom. It's not, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'm panicked. I'm not panicked at all. I'm just exuding in the moment of whatever musical impulse has taken us.
Let's remind people that you will be playing at the Falcon this coming Thursday night, Thursday, July 4th at 7:30. And oh, I know I also wanted to mention you have a book that we should plug. Why not?
Oh, great.
It's called Everything is Combustible.
Yeah.
And how can people find that?
Yeah, everything is combustible, and you can get it through Amazon or Barnes and Noble or by coming to the show.
And you'll sign copies of the book there?
I have a bunch that are already signed.
And thanks again for coming on here.
Not at all.
If it's all right with you, I'll play one of your solo album songs. It's called Misty Eyes, and it's from your album Alchemy.
Okay.
It's a great tune.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks for coming on the Midday Show.
No problem. And thank you for your support.
Have a great day today.
Thank you. You too.